Bava Metzia, Shirin and Aleph by the Rosh Hashiva, Yun Aleph, Iyar HaTov Shemem Zion, May 10th, 1987, on Sunday.
Is Gimbe from the Sode of the Rekeach. So then, his Gimbe collects the Shvachtu, and then the Rekeach is reimbursed by the Moich. But the Balkhayim takes the whole Shvach. And another Baisa says that if the Shvach is Yisrael Tzie, then he takes the Tzie, so the Rekeach takes the Tzie from the Balkhayim, so the Balkhayim has to give him the Tzie, and then over and the, above the Tzie, so then he collects from the Mechel. He's being buried by the Mechel. And if the Yitzir is more than the Shvach, so then the Baal Chayiv has to give him to the extent of the Yitzir from the Shvach. But the other Braise says that the Baal Chayiv takes the whole Shvach, and then the Rekeach has to be reimbursed. He has to get reimbursed from the Mechel. So Yimara says, if boy is in Balchei, Balukash, kam bishvach ha-magia, v'kakofi, kam bishvach she'in magia. In other words, so if it is a shvach that is not Piris Muri, so then the Balchei collects it, and he doesn't have to give anything to the Rekeach. But the Baal Chayiv collects it, doesn't have to give anything to the Rekeach. But if the Shvach is already here, in other words, it's almost ripe, and it could be harvested, except that it is a little bit to the Karak as yet, but it could be harvested, so then the Baal Chayiv cannot take it, collect it, unless he gives the Rekeach the Yitzir. For my sin, Choyein, we command the Shmuel after the Shvach HaMagir, that's a bit. But Shmuel says, the Baal Chayiv is giving the Shvach, even if the Shvach is ripe already, and it could be harvested, as long as it is soiled with Karak a little bit. So maybe the Baal Chayiv cannot take it without giving the Rekeach the Yitzir. Lekash, hodi mosik de kishir aro shvoche, hodi mosik de yelo kishir are, diyoyit le shvoche nisal. So, more it says like this. The price that says that the Baal Chayiv can collect the whole shvach without giving the Rekeach anything, as reference to the case where the Chifra say is $1,000 and the Sode together with the Shvach is $1,000. So then the Baal Chayiv takes away the Sode with the Shvach.
And he's got his money back.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to give him the Yitzir. But then he has a claim, so then he'll be reimbursed by the Mechel. And the price that it says that the Baal Chayiv has to give the Yitzir to the Rekeach has referenced the case where the Chayiv is not as much as, let's say, the Chayiv is $800 and the Sode together with the Shvach is $1,000. So then he cannot collect the whole thing. That's what Moses says. Look, actually, how do Moses make his Shiur our Shvach? There's the price that says the Baal Chayiv could give everything and doesn't give anything to the
Rekeach.
To Rekeach. Oh, he says that he has to give to Rekeach to Yitzir. The Mosik Be'er Kishir Are, he loyed the Shvach HaMusach. He Nichol Mando Maris, he says to Rekeach, he loyed the Mosik Be'er Kishir Are, he loyed the Shvach So, El Mando Maris, he says to Rekeach, Mosik Be'er Kishir Are, namely, you have a Zuze Abimis, how to know, Mikulare, Hashilas Lizuze, Havlik Alve, the Ale, Shiro, Shibachai. So in other words, me. One time. So, in other words, there is a Mitarashi says that in Ksubes there is a Machlekes. I mean, that Machlekes is not spelled out explicitly, but they call it Rashi. So that's the Machlekes between Rolim Bachomer and Rolim. In Ksubes, that's a Likar. So one man Doma says, if Ibalchei is tries to collect, from the Sode that is in possession of the Rikeach. Suppose the Rikeach has cash, and the Rikeach says to Baal Chai,
leave the car coming.
Doc, I'll give you cash. My Mecher, I'll borrow from you $1,000. I'll give you $1,000. But don't touch the Sode. So one Mandoma says he can do it. He can do it. And another Mandoma says, in Ksube, no, he cannot do it. Vis-a-vis the lady himself. So the lady has a shigabu. He owes the Baal Chai money. So then of course, he cannot collect the sode from the lady and say, well, your sode is mishub with me. Because the lady can tell him, yes, my sode is mishub with you. But I owe you $1,000. Here are $1,000 and get out. Mashin kin ligabe, the likeach, since he doesn't owe the Baal Chai anything. By what right did the Machiv, have to take away the Sode from the Keach? Because the Keach got the Sode that is Mishubet to the Machiv. So even if the Keach offers to pay cash, so the Machiv can say, no, I don't want to accept cash from you. From the Rebbe, one second, from the Rebbe, I have to accept because he owes me. But you don't owe me anything. But you happen to have this other that you should have me. So I'm taking. That's the shite of
Rob.
That's the shite of Rome Bachome. And Roke says that he can be misalikin with cash. So the Mora says like he Michel Mandoma, he is Suzukiya, Roy Motsum Salipoy Bauchay Shap. According to Rome Bachome, that he, when the Rikeach has money, and he's making an offer to pay cash to the Baal Chai, so the Baal Chai can insist, I'm taking this up, I don't want to accept cash. So Mimele, we can understand that even in the case where the Sode is worth more, the Sode together with the Shvach, is worth more than the Chai, let's say the Chai is $800. And the Sode together with the Shvach is $1,000, and the Yitzhiya is $50. So then the Baal Chai can take the Sode, which is worth $1,000. He just has to give the Ikea $50 his expenses. And the whole sudden takes, even though he'll be getting more than he lent, because he lent only $800 and he'll be getting $950, alright, that will be his rebach. Because since the Keach is not in a position to be misalikin with money, so even if he had cash, he couldn't be misalikin. So then the Baal Chai would be entitled to collect the Sode. So now that the Sode together with the Shvach is worth more than the amount of the Chai. It's worth more than the amount of the Chai. So he can also take it. Because the Keach has no right to be misalik the Baal Chai from taking the Sode, even if he's willing to give him cash. Hashem can according to Rabbi, who says
he's got right.
That the Keach has the right, if he has cash, to be misalik the Baal Chai. So he should say, "Ki nechlaman dama yisli to rikeach imotzi misalik kol balchei shab, el man dama ki yisli to rikeach imotzi misalik kol balchei." Namele, so we can actually tell in this case where the Chayv is $800 and they sold it together with the Shvach is $1,000 and the Rikiach spends $50, so we should say to him, how does the Braise say that the Baal Chayv takes the whole Soda and $1,000 and he will only have to give him $50, so we'll have $950. Let the Rikiach say,
I'll give you $800.
You will have only Soda. Element of Makis is that you have not been sold for Chayv. No, you will have only Soda. Have only sold Kinoch Mikular. If I had cash, I could say, don't take even one piece of this one. So Hashilas, this is it. So I cannot tell you to be suet from the whole Sunday, but to the extent that it's over and above the $800, I should take him in solitude. Hashilas, this is it. How can we go with the other? In other words, the whole Sunday in the Shvach is $1,000, but the $800 is only that much of the Sunday. So I want to be misaluch you from this trip. This trip, this portion. So, hash lesson is that, have we gathered the hour, shirish b'chod. So why do the price say that he can collect the whole soul? He can collect the whole soul. So the Morris says, hochem ha'askinon, which also a painting. The price that says that he can collect the whole soul. So even if the soda together with the Shvach is more than the amount of the debt, as reference to the case when the soda is not just a soda with the general shiva, but the soda is, has a shivut of a peti, where a specific mortgage was executed on the soda. The only way of going on it. Now, so, as you said,
Rabbi says he can pay him off the $800 and he basula from him and says that
$800, $1,000, $10,000. Rabbi says that whenever he has cash,
yeah,
pay him the cash so he can give him the cash and tell him get out.
Just like he can deliver himself.
Yeah.
But and now he can do that, but he can also say, let me keep the Shvach, I'll pay, I want to deduct the Shvach from it.
It's only logical that if he can, in case where he has cash, so he can salvage him from the whole Soviet where he doesn't have cash,
yeah,
but he has enough of the Soviet to, for the extent of the debt, so he can salvage him from the rest of the
world. With real estate. He's misalvaged with real estate.
So, now Rashi, he is on the market to mix with this. He is going to do the care of the Freya Chayim. He is not to be salt about Chayim, and now about Chayim Kodim. He is shabby and Muslim now there, he is shabby. He is a Chayim, and my shabby is all the care. This is all for him to care. He is not to be care of Chayim, and now is Chayim Kodim. The other side of the Shabbat issues, he is shabby and all the care of Chayim Kodim. Lo are da committee bo zu di habu is zu ke a habu mo san sau ke na so things to say hot mo si tra a le shirale ten ki di mo si tra shirale a mai ni sta ha ye sa in si li sta da di la bo ka po le shate ni di se ma sto ni di ki va pe ti po si shate da po da bu mo si tra shirale ni sa in si ke da sta ha ye sa in si li ke a no ki de a it's a foundation of the shoes, in other words, that in the case of a petike, so we say Avoy Ashbach. Avoy Ashbach. Now, so the Goyim says, Lili Redizel Kushis Agmor of MS, he nirchak in the year Shalim Bashus, Uchmin Bapetike, the thing was for Amfam, the Muhammad, the Goyim Shachsim, this one. So, the Goyim says that that's really the Kasha of the Mor. Page's Kasha is, Monefshah, if the price is referenced to the case where the price is referenced to the case where the chayv, let's say, is $800 and the soda together with the shvach is $1,000, so why would the price say that he takes the whole soda and he just has to pay the rikiach and he says it's $50? He should take only
$1,000.
And that's all. And that's all. So the Goyim says, that's the discussion. So the Goyim says, this is really kasher gemor, because what's this oneness of Hommebach? What kind of a thing is it? What kind of a thing is it? What's the oneness of Hommebach? It's Hommebach. Hommebach says, the Rikeach cannot be misalig the Balchayim with money. Why not? The answer is, because Hommebach holds that even a general shibut has the same thing like a pig. And the same thing like a big tree, I'm very blessed to grow because there is a machlekes sorshin between Abai and Kode, whether the Matreel gave it or Mikano Habu gave. Of course, the Loch is like Kode that Mikano Habu gave. But Abai says that the Matreel gave. But vis-a-vis, and a pig here. So there, it's my failure. So melee, the pshat is, this is the cash of the mark. He nichol man domar li kinskin zuzo li kia lo yimotz misalik. So, lo yimotz misalik. Why? Why is lo yimotz misalik? Because, why shouldn't you bring it on misalik? The answer is, because Rami Bachomeh holds like a bite, the dealing with the general shibut, so it's a Matreya gave. So really, if Matreya gave us, that means if he will be able then it's retroactively determined.
From the day of the law.
He had taken it all the time. So many Savoyajba. So he is entitled to be getting, even the excess over and above the mountain. It's his sode that was Mashpiach.
I don't understand. In any event, the Lokeach could come to the Meichel and say, here's the $800, please pay off your loan, I want to keep the land. So what difference if we, I mean, in any event, you couldn't stop the Lokeach doing this work. The Lokeach could not go to the Meichel and say, here's the $800, please pay off the lien, I want to keep the land that you sold me. So what difference does it make with
it? The Meichel had the right to refuse to pay the $800. He's not obligated to accept the $800. He doesn't have money. He's penniless. The Rikiach is a good person, he wants to give him the $800. So the Meicha can say to Rikiach, thank you very much, I'm not accepting, I don't want any gifts from you. And when Balchiv tries to collect from me, I'll tell him, I have no money, no cash. The Meicha is not obligated to accept the $800 from Rikiach. He's not obligated to do it. But if the Meicha himself wants to be solid and he can do it because he owes a certain chayit. Mashiach can do it, he can't do it, he doesn't owe anything to the Baruch. So Meile, so the Baruch can refuse accepting cash from Rikiach.
If the Lokeach, if the Meicha doesn't have any money to pay off his chayiv, then he's not going to have any money to pay the Lokeach.
What?
But he's not going to have any money to pay the Lokeach.
Why are you worried about Lokeach? So now he doesn't have any money, but happy to get a later money.
Okay.
So then he'll reimburse him. So the Goyim says, this is the cash of the Moreh. In other words, because it comes to Rompa Chomeh, so even a general ship has the same deal as Nafeiti. So maybe he can say, Aroyah. Why can he see Avoy Ashbach? Because he can see Avoy Ashbach on account of the fact that it's the Machreogi. So he can see
Abai holds that too. Abai holds that. There's no difference between Apoliki or any other field. Any other mortgage.
So this is what the Goyim says. Do you know that he's able to push his Agmor and the Simicha to the Nidash of the Shus or Chmei Yapit the Chim Kosab of Rambam and Muhammad the Rif Shach Simen of the Svov, Sif Kotun Chobot.
Oh, the Ramban is in on it too. Everybody's fighting.
In Shabi Apin, in Chiz. In Shabi Apin. Hashem Otsai Red, in Mosik Bey Apin, Chir Aron Shvoch, Since then, now the Gemara is applying the price that it says that when the Baal Chim comes to collect the Sodom from the Rekeach, so there he, and there is a Shvach, so then he takes the Shvach, but he has to give the Rekeach the Yitzir. So the Gemara said at first that the price must have where the debt is not as much as the Sode together with the Shvach. Let's say the debt is $800 and the Sode together with the Shvach is $1,000. But now the Gemara applies its topic, so then it can even have reference to the case where the Sode together with the Shvach is the same amount as the debt. So then the Bochim doesn't have to give the Yitzir to Ikea.
No,
I know. She was still shows up in Ikea, or Ikea Kecha. As a matter of fact, it would be even strange. Suppose this is general, she would not have to give the Yitzir. Then on account of these rights, Anoikum the Ashbach, so the Bochim can take away the whole Shvach and not give him the Yitzir to Ikea. And by a Pentike, it should be worse. I mean, Mecha Teise, by a Pentike, it should be worse. Big thing, keep me the Omar in the way of the Oin El Mizu, Kishen Mechlache, Havalik, Rekeach, Mechazlen, Sharein Isha Mecha, in Kim Lomo Neitum Na Mecha, Rashvach, Hayeser, Ala Yitzir, for Rekeach, Mechazlen, Yishmuel, Lesley, Shvachem. The Yitzir of his Kashi is Manisha, Eve the Price. If the price is referenced to the case of an apetike, so apetike, so it means that the Balchayit can only collect from the Sode, so mainly should have the same deen as the Rekeach, should have the same deen as the Rekeach in the Gazlet. Why do we say, why does Shmuel say, that the Rekeach in the Gazlet is less than Shvach? Because it will be Merzik Adivis. But Baal Chayit, it's not now the Kalibis. Because Baal Chayit is his until it is taken away from him. But here, the Mekach Yitzchak, the Yishlema, so, in the king, the Amalek, the Lord, the Jew, he shall make the Acher, Havre, Kekeach, and Gavren, Sharem, Shal Mecher, in King Lomon, Eitron, and Mecher, Ashbach, and Yisra, and Zir, for the Kekeach, and Gavren, and Shmuel, Leslie, Shvoche, so here too, the Kiach Minaleide, if the Sode is a sort of a Pentecost, should not be entitled to Shvach either, also because Merzik Ribbis. The Yishleima, Kli Shemocho, Kedim Shepos, Mare Shavochi, the Chol HaMekach Ad HaZman, the Lidome Ligazlin, Shul Chol HaMekach Klal, the Zuzi Ad HaOvoye, the Mishalim Shvach, Havali Ribbis. So he says there is a big difference to Rekeach in Agazlen and Rekeach in Alei, a Sode that has an apetike. Because in the case where we say the debt matures, let's say, in this in Tov Shin and Zayin, and he is Mecher the Sode, let's say, in Cheshvan Tov Shin and Zayin. So for 5 months, the Baal Chayit cannot even come and take it. So the Mele the Mechira is Chal. He can keep the Sode until Nisan Tov Shin and Zayin. So it's not like a Rekeach in HaGazlen where the next Nizel can come any minute and take away the Sode. Here, the
can't take the Nizel.
Cannot take away the Sode until Nisan Tov Shin and Zayin. So maybe it's not like our Voye. So it's not Melzik Elis, he says. Vafil Mochar Achazma. So then he says, and even when he's Mechir, let's say, after Nisan, Tov Shimon Zayin. So according to Rabbi, that the Keach can always have the right to be solid, the Balchei full Zuse, so it doesn't mean that the Balchei will definitely take all the Sarifan. He can solid him with cash, so maybe it's not like our boy. But we know how Achaz, man, we saw the Pai Balchei full Zuse, the Chua Neka has told him. Now, I just want, last week I discussed the Machlikes Rishenim, the Shittisovim, the Rambam, the Rambam, and the Rambam. Now, Teis says Esti Kashi. One second, please. Teis says Esti Kashi, that you dalet on the days. You dalet on the days. You tema. Things with the finality of the days, we learned it last week. The things that you are asked for, each memory of Alchem. You tema. The Lechach Mishmur Yom Al Alchem Gilus Hashva. The Shmur Bukhu with Boyo Yerosom. The Mimotsu Neima, the Shmur Nami Sada Keramea, and Boyo Alibi Rapunon. The Bukhu Yerosom, the Shmur Keramea, and Sandler, the Wesley of the Makash. You tema, the Odom of Shmur Alchem Gilus Hashva. Hainer Lipiyam Askoni. Die Hosse, die Porsche, die Akne kommen und machen, nicht stabil auf der Rappen. So tells this, es die Kasche, how can Schmuel have dabei, whether die Akne ist nicht stabil oder die Akne ist wohl nicht stabil. Die Gemorre says that every Schwach has a din of the Akne. Because
of what?
The Akne. I cannot go over the whole thing of that. We discussed it last week. So not only because at the time of the chen, so the shvach didn't exist in the world as yet. So the shvach is future mechosi. It's like, you know, I saw the lady bought after he borrowed the money. So and Shmuel says the Balchik is a shvach. Why Balchik is a shvach? Because he was mischaid himself, but if the acne is really stopping, how could he be mischaid himself? So Tinsley says, Yeshina the Hoda Mashmur of Balchim, it is a Shvach, Hainel Piamaskoni the Hosom, the Poshi, the acne Kone of Moham is stopping, after the Rabbon. So that is only Alibe. That is only a little bit the maskone of the more that the acne is commonly started. So then, so Balchim is given a shvach. But if we have to say that the acne is very common, so Balchim couldn't be given a shvach. That's finished. And they say, so we mentioned last week, that according to the text says, there is no difference between shvach that is one melee and shvach habo machmas itzi. No difference, call it Jesus. And the call of the text is, so even shvach habo melee, so the Balchik can only be gave it because of his specialist heights, but Michel Dine couldn't be gave it, it is. However, the reef, now let's see the reef here. The second line from the end of the line. Omas mur balchei gilis hashvach, bein shvoche dosi mele, bein shvoche dosi machnisi tzoi. Oma hovati yeshe kach kitzik b'meich olay kaya, hanom, ikum biyashke yitche b'imre tzvini yule nimu b'amoreyem, ushvochoyen b'itzot b'izvini dinor v'kodlu alaye. Omle rabade b'amas mele rove, אתה מתום לוי כוסף לי אוכל, אני מתאוי בלכי שבוכה, ואומר לי, נוכנעמי, So the Rif says that this halacha, the shvach, if our chayv is given shvach only because of his special height, otherwise we would be able to collect the shvach. So since it's based on his special height, so it only applies to the keach, not to the kavo matone. So if our chayv can be given the shvach from the keach, but from the kavo matone, he cannot be given the shvach. So that it says, that's only in respect to his shvach habo machnas itziye. So shvach habo machnas itziye, shvach habo machnas itziye, so then, miyikra didine, the Baal Chayim should not be able to collect it. But only because of the special ischaydes, and the special ischaydes ishayach, only by the keyach, it's not child by the Kalamatone, so Mele cannot collect the Shvach from the Kalamatone. Mashiach Shvach Habon Mele, then it's, we don't have to resort to the specialist status. But then Mikra Didine he can collect the Shvach. So since he can collect the Shvach, Mikra Didine without recourse to his Chaydesh Kachkezele, so Mele can collect it even from the Kalamatone. Taste as she takes the counter. Teisves doesn't, because the meat mentions Kamakama virus, and Teisves mentions the same Morris, and it doesn't make a distinction between Shvachabom HaMasitzir and Shvachabom HaMele. So Teisves shittis, the team Shvachabom HaMele, the equal demand of Balchayim cannot negate it. And why can't the Balchayim negate it? Because of the Kachkosafle. When the child to say he can cross a play by the Kea, not the Kabo Matone, so maybe even by according to this, even by Shvachados Mele, so by the Kabo Matone he cannot be deep. But even though the Rambam and the Ramban, they both accept the Shita of the Rif, that there is a distinction between Shvach Habon Mele and Shvach Habo Machmas Tzir, then there is enough. Still, there is a difference between the Ramban Shite and the Ramban Shite. The Ramban accepts the Rif Shite, the Tshvoche Doshen Mele. So we don't have to have recourse to Karchos Aplei, to Karchos Aplei. Why? Why don't we have to have recourse to Karchos Aplei? And the Mele, even by Nakalo Matone, he can correct the Tshvoche Doshen Mele. So the Ramban says, because of the Aloha of Haroi Ashbach. So the Ramban Shiti is that the Aloha of Haroi Ashbach applies to Shibud also, not only to a Sode in which a certain person has built title. Even if the person doesn't have title in the Sode, but he has a Shibud in the Sode, and then it was Mashbiach, so we can say, Haroi. Hasodesh and Shubeles li Ashbach. So Mele I have a Shibut and a Shvach. The Rambam Shite is not like that. The Rambam Shite is, in order to apply the principle the longest of Haroi Ashbach, then you must have real title in the Son. Then you can say, the Son is mine, there is a Shvach. So Mele the Shvach is also mine. But if the Son is not mine, I have the Son is Mishubet. So, and then there is a Shvach on the Sode. So since I have a Shvach, I have a Shibut on the Sode, I should have a Shibut on the Shvach too. We don't apply the Aloche of Haroi Ashbach like a Shibut. Only when he has real title we say Haroi Ashbach. Not like Ramban. According to the Ramban, so we apply the Aloche, the Svore, the Lomdes of Haroi Ashbach, even in the case of Shibut too. So if a certain son is Mishubet to me, and that son that produces a Shvach, so the Shvach also becomes Mishubet to me. On the basis of our Haroi Ashbach, my son, the son on which I have a Shibut, was my Biyah. So in Mele, I have a Shibut on the Shvach. According to the Ramban Shite. And according to the Rambam, no. When do we apply the Lomdus Baroyash Bach? I have titled this one. And then that's how there was Mashbiach. So I say the Shvach with the Mashbiach is also mine. The Sodi is mine, and that Sodi with Mashbiach, so the Shvach is also mine. But if the Sodi is not mine, it's Meshuvah to me, and it's with Mashbiach, so I don't get it. It's Shibut and the Shvach. Then the Ramban goes one step farther, and he says, just as we say in the case of Aroyah Shvach, in the case of Shvach HaBon Mele, so in the case of Shvoche Aboe Machmas Yitzie, what is over and above the Yitzie, we all have the same deal as Shvoche Mimele. In other words, the Shvoche Mimele and Shvoche Aboe Machmas Yitzie, what is over and above the Yitzie, let's say the Karke was $8,000 and the Shvach is $200. But the Yitzhak is $50, so the 150 Shvach over and above the Yitzhak has the same deal, the same status as Shvach and Yimele. So just as in respect to Shvach and Yimele, we apply the concept of Aroyah Shvach, so in regard to Shvach HaBomach as Yitzhak, the excess over and above the Yitzhak, that has the status of Shvach and Yimele, and we apply the longest of Faroyash. That's the Shita Sakha. That's the Shita Rambam. Of course, the Rambam Shita is to the country. And the Rambam Shita is that Shvach HaBomach Yitzie, so is not analogous to Shvach HaMimele. Even the excess over and above the Yitzie, so he's not analogous to Shvach HaBomach. And then the Rambam Shita is that Ligabi Shivut, we don't apply the concept of Aroyah Shvach. Only when somebody is titled this one, and the Sodi is Mashbiach, so we say, my Sodi, the Sodi in which I apply for was Mashbiach, so the Shvach is also mine. But if I just have a Shivut in the Sodi, and that was Mashbiach, I don't get the Shivut and the Shvach. And the Shvach. And then the Rambam Shita is the Shvach HaBon Mele, so then we don't have to resort to Shekach Kosafrei, Shvach HaBon Mele, but whereas the Ramban says that the Shvach HaBon Machmas Yitzir, the excess over and above the Yitzir, it is analogous to Shvach HaBon Mele, the Rambam Shita is now. Shvach HaBon Mele means Shvach HaBon Mele. But if it's Shvach HaBon Machmas Yitzhak, even the excess over and above the Yitzhak is still not considered a Shvach HaBon Machmas Yitzhak. Then there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Teisves and another thing. We discussed it last week. Teisves says that even though the Halacha is based upon special schaides, shekach kosavrei. Mele, he cannot be given from in kavu matone, because by matav matone there is no schaides, there is no kach kosavrei. So, but ligabi yoshi, ligabi yisemi, a balchei can be given. A balchei can be given from yoshi, the shvach. Even though the Yoshim were not Mishchayev Ira, only Mikeach is Mishchayev, but Yoshim were not Mishchayev Ira. So Mimele, if he was not Mishchayev, so Mimele should have the same deen as Mikavu Matone. So Teisves makes a distinction between Mikavu Matone and Yoshim. He says, by Yoshim, because Shvokare Da'avue, so Mimele, even though it wasn't Mishchayev, Yoshim or not Mishchayev, still the Balchayev can be given from Yoshim, because poor character. The Rambam Mishchayev, and the Rambam Shita is that Gabi Yoshim have the same deal as the Kavu Matone, since there is no Mishchayev, so Mele, the Balchayev cannot collect from the Yoshim. Now, what is this Shabbat? It's your shin. Kohiv can collect from your shin, even though there is no ischaibis by your shin. Because what Kavel Abwe, that means that there is a distinction between your shin lekeach. Your shin lekeach has no shin gavah. Even if he has a sodeh that is mishuvah to Balchayim, but Shibud Aguf he doesn't have. But by your shin, so there's the aloche of mitzvah laisim lefreyach elabiyem, it's not just a mitzvah. It means that when there is nechosim and weak, when the yarshin nechosim and weak, there is a shibud, so then there is a shibud aguf also. So no mele, even without kasafrei, so he can collect from the shvach. That's the matter. Now, Reb Chaim explains the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rambam accepts the shita of the Rambam. The shvach goes in mele. The Balchiv can collect without recourse to karkos of lay on the basis of Aroyaj. But the Rambam shita is that Aroyaj doesn't apply to shita. So how does the Rambam explain this halacha of the Rambam? That the Gabi shvach goes in mele. So the Balchiv can collect without recourse to karkos of lay. So the Rambam says, because the Rambam shita is the Shvoche, the Osem Mele, has the same din as the Karka itself. Sin emanates from the Karka without any word, without any Mitzieh, by the Mekeach. So Mele, it has the same din as the Karka itself. Because potential, it is like the Karka itself. Since it emanates from the Karka without any word, by the Mekeach. But not on the basis of Aroyash, because we don't apply the longest Aroyash back.